The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 28. The Number of Our Sins. It is the opinion of St. Basil, St. Jerome, St. Ambrose, St. Augustine, and others, that as God has determined for each one of us the number of talents, the goods of fortune, and the number of days to be bestowed upon him, so he has also determined for each one the number of sins to be pardoned him, which being completed, God will pour out his chastisements upon him and pardon him no more. Each one, says St. Augustine, is patiently borne by the Almighty for a certain time, but when this is over, there is then no longer any pardon for him. I am aware, O God, that I have hitherto abused thy patience too much. But I know that thou hast not abandoned me, because I am sorry for my sins, and this sorrow is a sign that thou still dost love me. O my God, I desire never more to displease thee. For pity's sake do not abandon me. The Lord patiently expecteth that when the day of judgment shall come, he shall punish them in the fullness of their sins. Although God has patience and waits for the sinner, yet, when the day arrives the measure of his sins to be filled up, he will await him no longer, but chastise him. O Lord, wait yet for me a little while. Do not yet abandon me. I hope with the assistance of thy grace never to offend thee more, nor to excite thy anger against me. I am sorry, O my sovereign good, for having offended thee, and I protest that I will never more betray thee. I now esteem thy friendship more than all the goods of the whole world. We commit sins, and we take no notice of the load of guilt which we are accumulating. But let us tremble lest what happened to King Balthazar fall also on us. Thou art weighed in the balance, and art found wanting. Daniel 5:27. The devil may tell you that it matters not whether it be 10 or 11 sins. But know that wicked enemy deceives you. The sin which he is tempting you to commit will increase the load of your guilt. It may decide the balance of divine justice against you, and you may be condemned for it to the torments of hell. If, Christian brother, you live not in the fear that God will not show you mercy, should you add one more mortal sin to those which you have already committed? If you tremble not at this thought, you are in great danger of being lost. No, my God, thou hast borne with me too long. I will never more abuse thy bountiful goodness. I thank thee for having waited for me until now. I have forfeited thy love too often, but I hope never more to lose thee. Since thou hast not yet abandoned me, enable me to find thee again. I love thee, O my God, and I am sorry from the bottom of my heart for ever having turned my back upon thee. No, I desire never more to lose thee. Assist me with thy grace, and thou, my queen and my mother, Mary, help me by thy holy intercession.